You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, seasons have limits, and we've come to the end of a season.
Okay.
The Bible says He sets the boundaries of times and seasons and of their habitation. Mm-hmm. And so we've come to the end of an age, and we're in the transition between ages, the overlap of yesterday and tomorrow. And we don't know what the future's going to be. A lot of people have ideas, I suppose. But to me, the future is somewhat of a mystery.
Yeah.
Because there's never been anything like this.
Yeah.
And ages start and end quicker than they ever did. Mm. You had the Gutenberg Press, and you had the 95 Theses that... Luther posted on the wall, on the door, and then next thing you know, another season has begun, and then another season, and they seem to speed up.
Very fast.
And after World War II, the next era didn't last very long, and then came whatever you want to use to define it, but 9/11 certainly was in the turn of the century. And now we're talking about AI and all that.
And industry is larger than countries, so the new kings of the world are the kings of industry.
Right.
Because they literally have more computing power, more financial power, global power. They can flip, they flipped Egypt.
They can buy elections.
They can buy elections, and they know they can. They know they can do it, which means then that's a country. That's not a...
They're buying the country.
Yes, they're buying the country. And so we're in that moment now where we need to be the church more than we've ever needed to be the church, because that will be the light in this dark world, you know, being the hope. But I'm watching, too, people's perspective of money, because more money, more opportunity, you can reach more people, you can market more of your widgets. You know, China's in my market. And you got to say, but if you cross that global line and you do business there, are you going to accept their gods there? Are you going to stay as a Christian? Are you going to stay... I'm seeing that, and I'm also seeing people just get drunk on the money and the prosperity, and they're thinking, they're just not thinking at all anymore. They're just choosing money.
Hong Kong is a demonstration of what happens when control goes beyond moral basis. Mm. And what you're having in Hong Kong is not only a pro-liberty movement, you're having a lot of Christian activity and a lot of desire for freedom of thought and freedom of worship and all of that, and people willing to die for it.
Which is an assault on China's government. They would just, that's the worst thing that ever happened to China's government, right?
Well, they're in a conflict because, you see, Hong Kong has been a tremendous economic benefit to China.
Yeah.
And then China took it over and promised to leave it free economically.
50 years, was it?
And politically. And now they're starting to try to absorb it into their style, and it's not absorbing.
Yeah.
But they're afraid if they accommodate Hong Kong, they're going to have problems on the mainland, because they already had that in the past.
Right.
And so it's I pray for that situation daily, because I think it's typical. And China's way out there when it comes to technology. They are sharp.
Yeah, they're Orwell 1984. They're watching everything.
Oh, they're smart people.
And I believe Google was somehow with the Butterfly Project, where they're helping them somehow. Even though it's weird, the people that are criticizing us about how we're treating people are going to other countries, like the NBA going to a country that oppresses the people, to make money off of those people, while telling us that we're not having enough freedoms in our own country. It doesn't make sense. It's money. People are choosing money over people.
It's kind of like they're choosing sides, too. There are people that are for a secular solution rather than a spiritual solution.
Right.
And you could make two columns on a sheet, and if they go for this, they're probably going to go for the rest of it. It's the sides are becoming clearer.
Yeah.
So,
which is a good thing, really, right?
Yeah,
choose the day who you're going to serve.
What the scripture said would happen.
Right, right.
That rich, the wicked would do more wickedly, the righteous would do more righteous, and I think that's happening. And I think it has to happen so people can see what the difference is and make their own choices.
Well, many people who profess to be Christians can find themselves in between those two choices, and they still, you have to decide. There's no such thing as a middle road. There's a narrow road and there's a wide road.
There's
right?
only two.
Hot and there's cold.
Yeah. No, I spoke to somebody that I love. Mm-hmm. Not long ago, we have a difference of opinion,
right.
And they're very critical of things that I support. And I said, you know, what you don't realize is there's just two sides.
Yeah.
There's not three or four or five. We'd like there to be shades of different side, but there's not really. When you look at the agendas, there's only two sides.
Mm. It's true.
And we're being forced to make choices we don't necessarily want to make.
Right.
But there's only two sides.
I'm finding that when people just boldly choose their side, people are waiting for those people to do that. And they could be, I guess you call them leaders or people that God, influencers that make those decisions. And then many people go, that's a good decision. I've been wanting to make that decision. It was so confusing to me. Like Kanye West, when you're seeing him make this decision, you know, I mean, he's in the beginning stages and, you know, whatever, but he's saying very clearly, you know, Jesus is the only way. This is where I'm going to go.
He's come out on the side.
Right.
And, yeah, when you choose your side, you also have chosen your opposition.
That's so good. That's so good.
And it's unfortunate because we don't think about it. We think I'm making the right choice here.
Everybody's going to celebrate it.
Yeah, and some people will.
Come home, honey. I made a choice. What? You made a choice.
Well, there are a lot of people that will say, well, now it's time for me to take you down because I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
And that's happening.
For the very fact that they feel that that's a responsibility proves the very thing that's driving them is not the proper thing. I mean, why in the world?
Right, it is. I mean, there's no love in that at all.
Right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.